Talk about getting off to a good start with a fan base. Josh Harris, the newly approved owner of the Washington Commanders, fresh off a unanimous vote to approve the sale of the team to his group, called into a D.C.-based radio show on Thursday that was having a listening party at a brewery in Virginia and bought a round of beers for everyone in the place. Then he did the same for another listening party that was taking place at a different D.C. area bar. Welcome to the NFL, Mr. Harris, and welcome to your new owner, Commanders fans. I bet there are a lot of smiling faces today in our nation's capital, at least on the sports side of the equation. Good morning. It's Friday, July 21st. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcor. The sale of the Washington Commanders to the group fronted by 76ers and Devils owner Josh Harris could close as soon as today, officially completing the franchise's first ownership change since Dan Snyder bought the team and its stadium in Landover, Maryland from the Jack Kent Cook Estate in 1999 for $800 million. Harris is expected to retain Jason Wright as the team president and to keep the franchise's business and football staffs basically intact, at least initially. Harris and his investment partners plan to jump immediately into the task of attempting to repair the franchise's relationship with its fan base. Harris is scheduled to be in the D.C. area today and is expected to participate in a news conference as part of a fan event at FedEx Field. The rally and presser will be opportunities for Harris to lay out his vision for turning around the team. The union representing the New York Times newsroom filed a grievance Thursday challenging the company's announcement that it plans to shutter its standalone sports desk and rely on The Athletic for its sports coverage in print and online. The Times declined to comment on the grievance. The News Guild is not challenging the dissolution of the sports desk, but rather that the Times can rely on non-guild labor to produce its sports coverage, arguing that the Times is violating its collective bargaining agreement by subcontracting to itself. The Times has 20 days to respond to the grievance, and if it denies it, which is expected, the Guild has 45 days to file for an arbitration hearing. The Phoenix Suns are working toward launching a new G League team as soon as the 2024-25 season. That would mean all 30 NBA organizations would have G League affiliates. The Suns previously operated a G League affiliate called the Northern Arizona Suns, whom former owner Robert Sarver sold to the Detroit Pistons back in 2020. The Suns plan to begin a new G League team as just another move made by new owner Matt Ishbia and the franchise in the past 2 weeks. The Suns also completed their partnership with Gray Television to create a new streaming outlet to allow fans to watch their games for free beginning next season. It will give more than 2.8 million homes in Arizona access to watch Suns and Mercury games. It is expected that the G League team will play somewhere in the Phoenix area. The Northern Arizona Suns played 4 seasons in the G League in Prescott Valley, which is 90 minutes from Phoenix. Cox Pavilion in Las Vegas tonight will play host to the return of Slam Ball, and league co-founder Mike Tollin credits an organic groundswell among fans as key impetus in bringing the sport back to life in the U.S. Tollin, who also serves as Mandalay Sports Media co-chair, chatted with our Austin Karp about a number of issues around Slam Ball's rebirth, including the importance of being on ESPN platforms, how social media will be a major factor, an oversubscribed Series A round, including investment from some of Tollin's Philly connections in David Blitzer and Michael Rubin, and the potential for wagering around the sport. You can watch the video of that interview on sportsbusinessjournal.com. Slam Ball co-founder Mason Gordon also spoke to our Ted Keith for the current print edition of Sports Business Journal, talking about the origins of the sport and his expectations for the league's return. NASCAR is close to 14 years into its dedicated gaming and esports activations, which started around iRacing, and those efforts are now paying dividends for the sanctioning body. NASCAR has cast a wide net as part of its strategy, which has evolved over time from a pure licensing play to a multi-pronged effort across various demographics. While NASCAR continues a natural involvement with iRacing, it has crossed over into esports as well through other games and organizations while also pushing its gaming efforts into Roblox. Nick Rend, Managing Director of Gaming and Esports at NASCAR, tells SBJ that this year has been a huge one within iRacing. While the scene took a dip last year, 2023's viewership numbers are up anywhere from 200 to 300%. The iRacing events closely mirror the NASCAR schedule. For example, The iRacing eNASCAR Coca-Cola Series began this season at a virtual LA Coliseum, the same venue that NASCAR has started the season with its Clash race just before the Daytona 500. In some people news, motorsports veteran Brian Flynn was named EVP and GM of Sonoma Raceway, replacing Jill Gregory in the position. Gregory, who has been in the role since January of 2021, is creating her own marketing and management consulting firm. Flynn is set to take over on August 1st, and it will be his first time as a sports venue executive after serving as a consultant for 18 months with Sonoma Raceway. Gregory initially came to Sonoma after 14 years working at NASCAR. The first client of her new company will be Speedway Motors, the parent company of Sonoma Raceway, as well as a number of other prominent tracks across the country. And we close on a sad note as former University of Kansas AD Lou Perkins died earlier this week at the age of 78 from side effects related to Parkinson's disease. Perkins was the school's AD from 2003 to 2010. His tenure at KU included a 2008 peak for two of the school's most prominent athletic programs, as the football team won back-to-back bowl games and the men's basketball team took home its first national title under coach Bill Self. KU was Perkins' final destination as an athletic director, following stints at Wichita State, Maryland, and Connecticut. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Friday. I hope everyone has a great day, an even better weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday morning.